7 runs in the first inning. Wow. This is the first time we've had any thing like this on either side. Here's the pitch to Colton Wong. Runners at second and third, infield in. Swinging up. Line drive into left center. That's going to score 2 more. And the Cardinals lead 9-0. It's a double by Wong. Let her rip, boys. Let her rip. The Cardinals lead 9-0 here in the first inning. Woo!
This is Around the Horn with Tom Ackerman and Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Welcome back to Around the Horn. We reached out and found one of the greatest players in the history of the game to join us for this very special. Here he is.
A changeup and a line drive and scoop by Ozzie through. Force out. What a play. What a play by Ozzie on a force out. He took a hit away from Ritas by getting the force out at second base on a backhanded scoop and a throw to Tommy Hurt.
He swings and grounds it deep into the hole. Ozzie dives, backhands, throws. He got him. What a play. Unbelievable.
Swing and a pop fly behind short. Coming hard is Ford, and they dive. Ozzie caught it. It was fantastic. And the runner goes back to first with 2 out. You should have seen it. It was like a circus out there.
Unbelievable.
Ford diving toward the infield. Ozzie diving toward the outfield. They're on their feet. He caught it.
Ground ball deep into the hole. Ozzie has it. Long throw. Will he get him? All right. He did. The inning's over. That was his 7,000th assist.
One out, nobody on. Top of the ninth inning. Cards lead 12-11. The 1-1-2. Sanders swinging a ground ball to short. Ozzie a backhand. The long throw. Out at first base. And what a great play by the Wizard. 2 out. Deion couldn't believe it. He thought that was a base hit all the way. But Ozzie came up firing. And he bounced it to first. Guerrero dug it out. Only the Wizard.
Oh, I love that last one with the young Joe Buck on the call. Was that Deion Sanders that you got right there?
Yeah, that was Deion. Yeah, he is the real deal. He's a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, man, he was, no doubt. Ozzie Smith, talk about a lot of fun to watch. What a great opportunity to bring in a great friend of mine who happens to be the greatest shortstop of all time, and that's Ozzie Smith, the Hall of Famer. Thank you for doing this. We will be with you every weekday throughout this NLCS, and it's here. It's a lot of fun, isn't it? The Cardinals are in it, Ozzie.
I tell you what, and they did it in a big way the other day. Fact of the matter is, I think that they owed Jack Flaherty. They owed him some runs, and I think they made up for it the other day. It was fun to watch. Finally see them get it all together.
Yeah, that was pretty wild, wasn't it? I remember back against the Dodgers when you all put together a 9-run inning in the second inning, and
apart. You know, and sometimes it just kind of comes together, you know. And I guess it takes the excitement of postseason and whatever, a little bit more concentration or you figure it out. You know, watching them play the other day, Tom, they really understood. It looked like they really had an approach. This guy had pitched extremely well against them, and the other day everybody was going the other way, which was nice to see, because it was frustrating, I think, for a lot of Cardinal fans watching guys go up there and hit into shifts and all of that stuff when you got the other side of the field completely open. So it was nice to see, and hopefully they didn't expend too many runs the other day.
Yeah, they have to be feeling good about themselves. You've been with this team. You were there in the beginning in spring training. What did you see in this team back then, Ozzie?
What we had a chance to see the other day, I didn't see that there was any reason that they wouldn't be able to play the way that they're playing now. And it's taken a while for Mike Schilt to finally find a lineup that he could throw out there every day. They found that continuity now with their lineup, and everybody's producing.
They are. Mike Schilt, what is your impression of this manager who has been in the organization for a long time, but he came in as the interim manager last year replacing Mike Matheny, was given the full-time opportunity, and he has taken it and run with it?
Yeah, I had a chance to spend a lot of time with Mike down in spring training, and I knew that he was a sound baseball guy who prepares. That team was prepared. They weren't playing like they were prepared, but I know that he had taken them through all of the things that they have to go through to get themselves ready to play and stuff. And even with that, players have got to play, Tom. And if they don't play, it doesn't matter how prepared you are. And they seem to be playing pretty well now and playing together as a team.
What is he like as a human being, Mike Schilt, from your time around him?
Well, he's kind of easygoing guy and, you know, mild-mannered, but there's a drive and a fire within him to compete. He stresses that with the players, and I think that's what you're starting to see now, that players, they believe in him. They like he's a player's manager, and, you know, he's a good baseball man.
The manager is very important to everything that happens. You and I did an event a couple of weeks ago during that first game at Wrigley Field that the Cardinals won in dramatic fashion. And we were sitting there with your friend and former manager, Hall of Famer Whitey Herzog, just a few days after his stroke. And we talked about him in front of a crowd of Cardinals fantasy campers. How would you describe Whitey Herzog as a manager? How did he put it together for you during that time?
Well, here again, he's probably one of the brightest baseball people I've had the opportunity to be around, because he's done it at all levels. And the fact that an organization would say, you know, we want you to be the general manager and the manager at the same time, I think speaks to, you know, the type of baseball person that he is. And, you know, for Whitey, it was one of those things that he was not one of those people that said, hey, I know that I can do everything. He gave me some responsibilities with guys that he didn't feel he was getting through to. So he would say to me, can you speak to so-and-so? Can you speak to somebody else? And I think that's what made him so successful as a manager. He was able to delegate authority and realize when he was and was not getting through to players, and he figured out a way that he could be able to get through to the players through other players.
You know, I went in Mike Schilt's office after the win in Game 4, the dramatic win at Busch Stadium where Yachty had the walk-off sack fly, and Mike was sitting down with a plate of food and a fork, and I said, look, I'm sorry to bother you, but first of all, I just wanted to shake your hand and congratulate you on a tremendous win. But second, I just wanted to ask you a quick question. He goes, go right ahead. And I said, now you can answer this, you know, if you want. I know it's behind closed doors, but I said, does anybody get up and say something to the group before an elimination game like this? Does a player, a leader say something to the group, or is this, you know, business as usual? And he looked at me and he said, Tom, honestly, he said, this is, you have to normalize it as much as possible. He said, if you make it bigger than it is, you know, that's not the way we go about it. This is a baseball game. Do you see that in him? Are they, and is that an approach that you used as well, Ozzy, in your days?
Yeah, you wanted to be able to control your emotions, you know, because if you get too high, that's not good, and you certainly don't want to be too low. You want to be somewhere there in the middle and have guys understand the importance of the moment, but you've got to be able to perform within that span of time, and you do that by being able to control your emotions. And I think that the other day, I think, was a learning experience for everybody on that club. It was for guys who have been there, especially for the younger guys, you know, guys like Tommy Edman, for instance, who have, to me, has been one of the biggest contributors to the success the club is having right now. I think he brought a stabilization to this particular group of guys at a level of confidence that he belongs. I knew for coming out of spring training that, you know, he was probably ready, but they wanted him to play every day, and as he's played every day, he's gotten better and better, and this experience is going to do nothing but make him better as we go forward.
Boy, is he a player. What makes him great? Yeah. Tommy Edman, Ozzie Smith.
Well, first of all, you know, he has a great work ethic. He has a high baseball IQ. And when I say IQ, you don't have to – guys with high baseball IQs, you don't have to coach them. They know what their job is, and they go out there and they get it done. And he's just been a pleasant guy to watch. go about his job every day. I think he takes it very seriously, and he's committed. He is totally committed.
And then he can play so many different positions for you. There's no question about that. I wanted to ask you about the position of shortstop and Paul DeJong. He has really made himself into a terrific shortstop, hasn't he?
He has. Well, he didn't really make himself. I think that, you know, he possessed all of the things, the consistency that you need at that position. From an offensive standpoint, you know, I think he went through the lull, but he's getting hot right now at the right time. He's swinging the bat good. He's always swung the bat good and stuff, but he gives you that consistency and that solid defense that you need up the middle. And he's played extremely well and one of the best players, one of the best shortstops in the game today.
He's steady. Ozzie, you made so many spectacular plays. Highlight reel, we just played a minute and a half of some of your great plays that we could describe on radio, but you could put together hours of footage. But it was the routine plays also that made you great. And
That's right. You
turn those with Tommy Herr, you turn those with so many. How do you do that? How do you get in the mindset of, you know, in a long baseball season of making the routine play routine?
Well, I mean, that's where you start. You start with knowing that it's important for you to make the routine play every day. You know, if you're making the routine play every day, great plays, they take care of themselves because they're usually plays that maybe a little bit more to your left or to your right. But those will take care of themselves if you're concentrating on making that routine play. And that, to me, was more important than the great plays. And it's great plays when they just happened because I was in a position to make the routine play. I try to keep myself in a position to be able to make the routine play every day. And I think that's what you see with Paul DeJong, I think with Wong, and certainly with Tommy Edman.
Yeah, I see it in this team. And just a final thing for this segment, isn't that really the one constant of this team all year? I mean, they have a tough lineup. We know that they can hit. We just saw it the other day. I like their pitching. I like their bullpen. But the one thing they've had consistently all year is that defense. How did they do that? They are a special team defensively, really.
They worked on it. And it's because Mike Shildt understood the importance of being able to go out there and play, catch and throw the baseball. If you catch and throw the baseball, Tommy, and you and I have talked about this, you know, I know that if I catch and throw the baseball more consistently than the opposition, then I'm going to win more games from that alone. And so I think going into spring training, they realized that they had to get better from a defensive standpoint. So they worked extremely hard and continue to work hard on catching and not beating yourself. You know, it's real simple, and it sounds very simple, but it boils down to just being able to go out there and catch and throw the baseball every day. And if you do that over the long haul, then you're going to win more games because most teams now are built from an offensive standpoint. And if a team is built from an offensive standpoint, you probably have guys standing out there that's saying, please don't hit it to me. And so if you put the ball in play, and it's one of the things that baseball people stress the importance of being able to put it in play. That's the only way that you can put pressure on the defense is by putting that ball in play. And if you don't strike out, if you choke up, from Little League, you've always been told when you got two strikes on you, you choke up and you put the ball in play. And really, I think that's what you're seeing now. They've gotten away from swinging and missing so much, and it's really starting to pay dividends.
The great insight of Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith with us on KMOX. When we come back, I'm going to ask Ozzie to give us one player to watch on each team as we head into Game 1 tonight at 7:08. This is Around the Horn. Tom Ackerman with Ozzie Smith. Miles Michaelis against Anibal Sanchez tonight at Busch Stadium, Game 1 of the NLCS. We're also going to highlight one of the great moments of Ozzie's postseason career. I think you know which one we're going to pick right out of the gate. That is next, Around the Horn, on the Voice of the Cardinals, KMOX.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Join me this Saturday for the answers to all your questions on investments, taxes, planning for retirement, mortgages, getting your kids into college, and more. It's the Rick Edelman Show, every Saturday at 10 on KMOX News Radio, 1120 AM.
Did you know that St. Louis Composting can deliver any of their bulk products to your home? They are open all year round. For more information, visit stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com for St. Louis composting. Done.
Okay, this is the most relaxed I've seen you. You're not spending the entire vacation working?
Nope. I've got the digital team at Entercom working for me. I know exactly where my budget's going, and I see results in real time. Entercom's a Google Premier partner, so they maximize my campaigns. I'm even on their exclusive radio.com platform. Anything digital, they do.
Can they make a Mai Tai like this?
Your full-service digital partner. Go to Entercom.com. Drinks not included.
Your home is important to you, and you want it to look its best. That's why homeowners look to James Hardy Siding to replace their old siding, and those in the know call Siding Express. Now is the time to book your siding job. Go to SidingExpress.com, and your home could be done before Old Man Winter arrives. At SidingExpress.com, find photos, great ideas, see videos, chat, get a quote. SidingExpress.com, the only elite preferred James Hardy contractor with a 100% customer satisfaction rating. SidingExpress.com.
The St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and music director Stefan Deneve celebrate Rachmaninoff's symphonic dances, full of joy, heartbreak, and orchestral brilliance. Plus, violinist Karen Gomio returns to breathe musical sunlight into Prokofiev's Violin Concerto No. 1. Rachmaninoff's symphonic dances with your St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and music director Stefan Deneve, October 18th, 19th, and 20th. Visit slso.org to order tickets today.
It all starts with just one thing. When you're buying sports equipment for your kids this fall, be sure and look at secondhand equipment first. Also, you can sell or donate that same equipment at the end of the season to Goodwill. Your donations not only put people to work, but are keeping thousands of pounds of materials out of our landfills each year. Goodwill, the original recycler. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Here's a stat for you. Two-thirds of family businesses do not make the generational transition. That's at each generation. I'm Ryan Recker, and I've learned that the way ownership is structured is a big part of every family business. Are you actively working to unify and develop the next generation? Let me tell you about CMA Consulting in the Business of Family Business Ownership Program. Go to cmaconsult.com or call 314-721-1860 to see if their program is right for you and your family business. CMA Consult.
Are you retired or retiring soon? This is Ken Heise of Heise Advisory Group. Tune in every Sunday to Your Retirement Highway right here on KMOX at 9:30 a.m. as we help guide you on your retirement journey.
With the bases loaded, two outs, DeJong swings and he singles into left field. Ozuna scores and Molina stops at third. The bases are loaded with two outs, and the Cardinals lead 13-0 in Atlanta.
This is Around the Horn with Tom Ackerman and Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith.
Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Ozzie with one out. Took a ball just outside. Cardinals have left 10 men on, and they left a lot of men on early. And a runner at third, nobody out in the first and didn't score. Second and third, one out in the second and didn't score. Smith corks one into right down the line. It may go. Go crazy, folks. Go crazy. It's a home run, and the Cardinals have won the game by the score of 3-2 on a home run by the Wizard.
Jack Buck with that historic call on KMOX in 1985, Game 5 of the National League Championship Series. Cardinals beat the Dodgers and went on to advance to the World Series. What a terrific call. Ozzie Smith was a 303 hitter in his career in the League Championship Series. 20 hits in 66 at-bats. None bigger than that one. What a moment, Ozzie Smith. Great to have you, as always, on Around the Horn here on KMOX. What did you think of hearing that once again?
Well, I've heard it 500 times, so I feel like I've hit 500 home runs.
Yeah, what an incredible time, just to think back to that. What a moment, and take us through the at-bat, actually, if you wouldn't mind. Just that moment against Tom Niedenfuhr.
Well, you know, here again, it's one of those situations where I had, facing the Dodgers, they always tried to get me out in with hard stuff. And that particular at-bat, if you notice, there were a couple pitches that he threw me in that I fouled straight back. And I knew that, you know, eventually he was gonna come back in there. And at that time, I had learned how to pull the ball, and in that particular instance, Tom, I was just trying to get the ball down in the corner, and even get myself in the scoring position. So when he threw I forget what the count was on that particular pitch, he got it out over a little bit more of the plate than he wanted, and he supplied the power. I supplied the technique, and history was made. I certainly wasn't up there trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark, because that wasn't me. I was just trying to get myself in scoring position, and lo and behold, it was enough to get it out of the park.
It was. Mike Shannon did say on that call right before you hit it that you were trying to pull the ball. He could see you trying to do that, and you did. Down the line, the home run, the call from Jack Buck, who at the time said, I don't know why I said go crazy, but that was what came out of my mouth. And it is just that iconic moment between you and Mr. Buck. Was it an emotional trip around the bases for you, Ozzy? What was that like?
It was like a flow. Yeah, it was like I floated around, you know. I got to in between there, and I didn't realize until I got to shortstop. I don't know how I got there, but I got to shortstop, and I realized the magnitude of the moment at how it had given us the opportunity to go back to Los Angeles, which is what we were fighting for, the opportunity to go back and hopefully give ourselves a chance to make it to the World Series. And it turned out to be, you know, certainly one of the biggest offensive moments of my career.
And of the Cardinals franchise history, no doubt about it. The iconic players seem to come through in the biggest moments. Ozzie Smith there, and how about Yadier Molina? Are you kidding me? In game four of that division series, what an incredible game he had. I think when I think of that game, I will always think of that ball just getting over the glove of Freddie Freeman into right field to tie the game. And then, of course, he wins it with a sacrifice fly. But Yadier Molina, what an amazing career he's had, and he did it again, Ozzie.
Well, you know, you're great players, and you and I have talked about this and how important it is for your stars to be stars. They've got to perform. They've got to play. And if they don't play, then things it doesn't happen. And so, you know, Yadier is what happens to be in this generation, that player that can make it happen when it has to happen. And it's been fun to watch, and he continues to add to Cardinal lore with his performance. And we haven't seen the end of it yet, you know, because this should be a very good series.
I'm so glad that we're continuing to see him and Adam Wainwright together. Isn't that amazing how long they've worked together?
Yeah, that was Adam's last game was just, you know, you just can't put into words. You hate to see a performance like that wasted, and I think that was probably what was more frustrating for people than anything, watching him perform that way, not knowing whether or not, you know, the Cardinals were going to move on or whether or not that was going to be his last game. It's turned out that it's not, but, I mean, what a performance. It was real gutty. He went out there and proved, you know, what a competitor he is, and he bedazzled. That was fun to watch.
He will start game two tomorrow afternoon at 3:08 at Busch Stadium. Tonight's starter is Miles Michaelis, again, a 7:08 first pitch, and what's going to be a chilly night, chilly October night. Amazing how quickly the weather has turned.
You don't feel that, Tom.
I was going to ask you. You
don't worry about that at all. You know, you go out there and you got to perform. And it's just like playing in a place like Candlestick Park. You know, both teams had to perform, you know, so you couldn't worry about the conditions, and believe me, it'll certainly warm up.
Ozzie, I went to so many postseason games when you played, and I always feel like you want to set the tone and get the place jumping and get the atmosphere going, and you did that before the game even started. I thought that your flip was a huge part not only of Cardinals history, but it added to the atmosphere. You had the Clydesdales, but your flip with the flashbulbs going, and you could feel that electricity go through the stadium. Was that part of the reason that you started doing that?
Well, it ended up being. It wasn't the reason that I started. I think that, it was really just to, when I originally did it, reluctantly, it was just to get the fans involved in it. And it's evolved into one of those exciting moments that people look for. And as it went forward, it just built. And the more we were in the playoffs, the more people expected it. And, I look at the pregame, Major League Baseball pregame now, and it's part of the pregame. So it turned out to be one of those things that I guess was meant to be, Tom, because when I started doing it, I was reluctant to do it, but people loved it so much that it has become a part of Major League Baseball.
It's just fun, and that's the thing. I think that's what Major League Baseball is trying to push right now, is fun, excitement. They're pushing the younger players. Their big slogan is, "We play loud." Now, you want to get, you don't want to go too far with it. You don't want to be disrespectful to the game necessarily, but the players are demonstrative. They're having fun. Showing energy is what TV captures, and I think that probably does help their audience.
Yeah, I think, from an entertainment standpoint, it certainly does. I think as long as it's done respectfully, you don't disrespect the opposition. And that certainly was one of the things that was important to us as a team, is to not disrespect your opposition, because they, they're working hard, too. And I think for the most part, we were able to keep it very respectful. I think some of the showboating now it gets out of hand at time, and I think that I think we're starting to see that guys are trying to bring that back into to respectability and stuff. So periodically, you see guys get hit and stuff, and that's because they feel that they're disrespecting not only the team but the game as well.
Certainly a big part of the game today. Ozzy, just a few things to go before we say goodbye for this show, and we really appreciate it. First, I wanted to ask you about the Washington Nationals, and is there one player that you would be focusing on tonight? Who stands out to you on the Nationals?
Now, let me say this here. When you have your pick between the Dodgers and a lot of people say, I'd much rather play the Washington Nationals. Let me tell you, with their arms, that scares me a little bit. When you got Strasburg and you got Scherzer and those guys with arms like that, and those guys pitching the way that they're capable of pitching, it can make for a very tough evening. But here again, it goes to show you that once you get in the postseason, anything can happen. I think a lot of people thought that the Dodgers certainly had it with the way that they played with those 106, I think it was 106 wins. They were picked to be the team, but as you can tell, those Washington Nationals are a team to be reckoned with because they have good arms. Strasburg held them in the other night. Scherzer certainly has the ability to do that. And when you have two guys on your staff that can give you a better than 50% chance of winning, it can get done. Now it's important for the Cardinals, of course, to get off to a good start, and I think they will. I think they can win the series, but the Washington team is not to be taken for granted. When you have the Rendones and the Sotos and all those people who can change the game with one swing of the bat. Rendon, probably from an offensive standpoint, is a guy to keep your eye on. And if you're going over a scouting report and you say, hey, this is a guy that you don't want to let beat you, so you have to work extremely hard at making sure that you pitch him very carefully. But I think it's as a team, and they, just like the Cardinals, are on a high now because they believe that they should be here. And when you have a team that believes that they should be here, great things can happen. So, I don't think that it's just one guy that you got to look out for. You got to be very cautious with the way that you go about pitching all of them.
And then finally, on the other side for the Cardinals, and there are so many, everybody has to play a role here, but is there one player that you'd like to highlight today that you'll have your eye on tonight?
Well, let me say this here, and I keep repeating myself. I love the way Tommy Edmund goes about his job, man. It's just been great. It's been fun to watch him as a player continue to develop. But Jack Flaherty, from a pitching standpoint, is really, really coming to his own, and especially after getting off to a slow start. You know, he's making quality pitches. He's just really become that main guy in the rotation that you can depend on. I think we're still looking for, hopefully Miles Mikolas tonight will be able to match the performance that Wainwright gave the other night. And certainly they are expected to be able to go out and perform at a high level, and I expect them to.
I can't wait for tonight. The 13-time Gold Glover, 15-time All-Star, Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith with us. And just a final thing, you are also a St. Louisan, a proud St. Louisan, and you are doing great things for St. Louis through PGA Reach, which is the charitable foundation of the PGA of America, which started here and was a big reason why we landed the PGA Championship. Ozzie, youth, military, and diversity, those are the three pillars of PGA Reach. I know that it is near and dear to you. Just tell our listeners, and we'll talk about a little more next week as well, what the latest is with PGA Reach and what they can do to help.
Well, we're just continuing to raise money to hopefully eventually build that facility across the street from Herbert Hoover's Boys Club on the old Carter Carburetor plant. And you know, we just want people, if you're looking for a charity to be a part of, you can go to PGA Reach or OzzieSmithGolf.com or PGAReach.com and see where you can contribute. If you're looking for a charity to contribute to, this one's very good. I think that, you know, one of the things I'm very proud of is the addition that we've had as far as our veterans go. You know, we've kind of given some of those guys that were shut-ins, we've given their lives back, and that's been very, very touching as we've gone forward here. And, of course, we started out with the youth, and we continue to work with the youth to get them educated and hopefully interested in the game of golf, the game of golf and the business of golf.
They are impacting lives through golf, PGA Reach. They're at pgareach.org if you want to learn more information. And Ozzie Smith has been the big muscle behind that, no doubt. There are a lot of people involved. But, Ozzie, you are a big name, and you've also been a huge contributor to everything that they've done and a big reason why we've landed some great events. And now here we go with the PGA Tour champions coming to town, too. That's exciting. Ozzie, have a great... Yeah, that's all. Isn't that awesome? Ozzie, have a great day. We appreciate this so much. We can't wait for Game 1. We'll catch up with you next week, and hopefully at that point the Cardinals are up 2-0.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
There's the Hall of Famer, Ozzie Smith. We'll be back on KMOX right after this.